This is Ozarks Large. Joining me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. And a pleasant Friday to you, sir.
Well, it's pleasant so far. I'll keep it that way.
All right. Let's review some of the items from this past week, including Fort Smith becoming a finalist for a program to develop a fighter training center for foreign pilots.
Help me out. I know it. And I had to be helped out when its press release first hit. There's a thing through the Department of Defense called the Foreign Military Sales Program. I'd like to say that I knew all about this thing, but I didn't know a damn thing about it. Apparently, one of the things that our Defense Department does, for many reasons, is that we make it easy. The Defense Department is kind of a salesperson, a go-between person between foreign countries and our defense industry. And so they will ensure that certain types of military equipment, whether it's artillery or weapons or bullets or, in this case, high-priced fighter planes, can be sold to foreign countries. And then if they are sold, that then sometimes there's a support mechanism for that. There's a training mechanism. And so that's what this foreign military sales program is. Right now, the Republic of Singapore has essentially a unit at Luke Air Force Base near Phoenix, an F-16 unit. And the country's in the process of buying F-35 fighter planes. The military wants to co-locate that, pull all of that to one site in the country, and for that site to also be a training center for other countries like they mentioned Poland, Finland, and Switzerland, who buy fighter planes, for that to be a training site there. And so Fort Smith, which used to have F-16s, used to have F-10s, is one of five air bases for it. And the city, the air base is up against pretty stiff competition. First of all, to be among all the air bases all over the country, make the final cuts it's nice, but probably the biggest competitor is the large joint air base there at San Antonio, Lackland and Randolph. They already have an air education training command that supports the F-16, the F-35, a lot of infrastructure. The question is, can they handle it? Because infrastructure will have to be added. And part of the foreign military sales program is that country, those foreign countries who receive the training also pay for part or all of that infrastructure coming in, whether it's new airspace or whether it's new ramp space, hangars, barracks, that type of thing.
Is there anything the base or the city of Fort Smith can do to enhance the chances that they'll get this? And two, is there a timeline?
Yeah, well, those are good questions because I asked both of them. There is a timeline. That will be sometime around no later than this upcoming January. And then it'll be around the winter of 2022. So later in 2021, early 2022, that a decision will be made. So it's a ways off. In terms of what can be done, a lot of what can be done has already been done. There was a lot of lobbying by people within the Air Force in Arkansas, the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, Governor's Office, local folks, just to get them on the top five list.
In other news, I have always found that the game of golf is a great way to discover new combinations of swear words. There are people who enjoy it and are good at it, and for them, there may be good news that Fiona Hills Country Club and Golf Course might, after about 24 months, be close to opening?
Yes, the Fiona Hills Country Club, which is not a pretty sight right now, a lot of grass growing up on what used to be a pretty nice-looking golf course, maybe bought by a group of local investors. The tentative closing date is set for September 15th. They had a meeting Thursday night last night and it was an information-only meeting, no decisions. There'll be some private investor meetings happen, I think, today or the near future. We've been promised an update on those. Aaron St. Amant is a realtor. He's with O'Neill Real Estate, and he's representing the buyers. So he's promised to kind of keep me up to date. But, yeah, David Millay owns, a businessman here, owns the facility. He closed it December 31st, 2018. Just and look, it's golf courses all over the country have had a hard time changing demographics. The younger generations don't play golf as much. Also, I don't have to tell any of your listeners that the portion of the economy really took a hit. A lot of country club members around the Portsmouth metro area. At one time, you had a lot of execs from the large manufacturing operations, those out of town, for example, manufacturing firms would pay for their membership there. Well, you know, that dried up in very short order. So that was a huge part of their business that just went away. So it was difficult for them to stay open. But look, there are a lot of people, a lot of homes that's around the country club. So I'm sure that there are many property owners would love for that facility to get back up and running again. But it's going to take a lot of money, Kyle. I mean, I talked to Lance Beattie. If you remember back in 2014, he had a $20 million plan to redevelop the club and the course, but he dropped it. There was some pushback, which was crazy. I don't even want to try to go into how crazy it was, but there was some pushback from residents who essentially wanted him to restore it the way it was and not, and he tried to tell them, look, if you can't restore it the way it was and still make money, that's the problem. But anyway, he eventually dropped the plan when he got the pushback and when he determined that the economics were just would not work. So I've talked to him and it was in our story, and he said, look, you're going to have to sink a lot of money into it, because he talked about there are a lot of that facility and assets that are quote beyond their economic life. So this local group of investors, if they really want it, if they want it to work, they're going to have to step up with the open checkbook.
We'll wait and see.
And a question for you quickly.
Yes.
What kind of heaven are you in now since baseball season has started?
It's about time, right? And I know it's an oddball year, just 60 games, and you're starting. If you go into extra innings, you put a runner at second. There's a DH for the National League teams. The divisions are different. I don't care. Let's go.
Well, but so my main question is, I was looking at the rules, and a couple of rules stuck out. There are no high fives and there's no spitting. Does that apply to you at home?
No. If you're in with the people you live with, you can still spit and high five.
So, okay. All right. Just
plenty of that
sure.
going on. Yes.
All right. All right.
I'll let you know how the first week goes when we talk again next Friday. How's that?
Yeah. Or I can check with Laura to see how the spitting goes.
There you go. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read much more about these topics and others at talkbusiness.net. Take care of yourself. Talk to you next Friday, Michael.
Yes, sir. Will do.